AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The father of James Boulware, the Dallas area man linked to the attack on the city's police headquarters, says his son snapped when his police record kept him from finding work.
Because he had, quote, family violence on his record, he couldn't find a job. He had sold his tools. He was a mechanic. He had sold his house. And he lost his son.
The younger Boulware was in an armored van when he was shot and killed by a police sniper during a standoff in a parking lot of a Dallas suburb. Four people are dead in a shooting at a Columbus, Ohio home. An injured teenage girl was found outside that home yesterday. Police Sergeant David Sicilian tells the Columbus Dispatch.
We obviously have a homicidal suspect out here who's not afraid to kill somebody. So we need to quickly find out who that is or who those persons are who are responsible for this.
Police did not identify the victims, two males and two females, or a suspect or motive in the slayings. Months after announcing her presidential candidacy, Hillary Rodham Clinton holds her first campaign rally on Roosevelt Island in New York. Supporter Linda T. says she likes Clinton's low-key approach to the campaign.
It wasn't like, you know, exciting speech, but I think that's what I like about her is that she's not like superficial glamour stuff. Like, she's the real deal.
Later today, Clinton meets with supporters and gives a speech in Des Moines, Iowa. Challenger Bernie Sanders is also campaigning in Iowa, blasting income inequality.
99% of all new income is going to the top 1%. There is something profoundly wrong.
Sanders also criticizing Clinton for staying silent about the Pacific Rim trade deal, which is opposed by organized labor and others. This is AP Radio News. The search continues in upstate New York for two convicted murderers who escaped from prison more than a week ago. Christopher Rasko lives close to some deep woods that are being searched.
If those guys are in the woods, they're not very happy right now because that's some rough country. I mean, you know, I've been back there many a times, and I wouldn't stay back there for more than a day.
State police say the hunt will be expanded today to east of the woods. Investigators are also continuing their search door to door. Troopers say more than 800 law enforcement officers are taking part in that operation. Eight people are dead in flooding in Georgia's capital city, Tbilisi. Kyle McKinnon reports that the high water also wrecked the city's zoo, freeing a number of animals.
The animals include lions and tigers and bears, wolves too, and a hippo. Of those people killed in the flooding, three are said to be zoo workers. Tbilisi residents have been told to stay inside as emergency personnel try to round up those large and small animals that escaped their enclosures.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.